Rabbi Yehuda Steinberg.
Today is Shavuos Tammuz. All fasting. There's a very famous Rambam, Hilchos Tanyos, where the Rambam points out that the purpose of fasting is not just that to be purged from food, but rather that it should be an opportunity for us to examine why it is that we've come to where we are. It's a very famous Lashon. There's days in Klal Yisrael that everybody fasts because of the tzoros that happened. But the main purpose is kedei le'oira alevavos v'liftoach darkei atshuva. The purpose of Tanis is only that a person should become better. And Rambam is a lesson that if a person fasts and he does not examine himself, he does not work to see why we reach this level, then it's as if it's a waste of a Tanis. A person spends an entire Tanis busy with whatever he has and doesn't spend any time thinking about why we have this Tanis, might as well not have fasted. And Bemis, we all know the Gemara we examined, is that there's a very big chiluk between Nechum and Bais Rishon and Nechum and Bais Sheni. As the Gemara in Yuma describes, Nechum and Bais Rishon, the Gemara tells us in Yuma Daf Tesmud Beis, was Gilu Avoyos, Shvichas Tomim, and Avoy Dezor. The three worst Avevas. At the Gemara in Yuma, is Marich to describe how much there was of each. Tremendous amount of Avoy Dezor. So much so, they put a Tselem inside the Kiddush HaKadoshim. There was so much Retzach, there was so much murder, that Ad Shemilu Yerushalayim Badom, they filled Yerushalayim with blood. And Gilu Avoyos, the Gemara describes as well, terrible, terrible Avoyos. And yet, Chumun Bais Rishon was because of Sinas Chinam. Chumun Bais Sheni. So Chumun Bais Sheni was because of Sinas Chinam. And the Gemara says, which one's worse? The Gemara says, look at the building, look at the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Chumun Bais Rishon came back after 70 years, and Bais Sheni was still waiting for it. So we see how much worse it is that the Gemara uses as a Lashon, that by Svishon Shnisgala Avoinom, the Aveiro was revealed, Nisgala Kitsom, the end, that means the amount of time they'll be in Golos, was revealed 70 years. The second base of Migdash, Shelo Nisgala Avoinom, that we do not know how, is that the Aveiro was hidden on some level, Lo Nisgala Kitsom, we do not know yet when Mashiach will come. And the Ben Maral says this idea, it's quite a famous Maral, so I don't want to be Marich. Now, there are two kinds of illnesses. Sometimes the little children, especially, if they see a cut on their hand and a little blood, they get very, very frantic. Well, Hatzalah, ambulance, hospital. But the reality is a superficial wound is very, very rarely dangerous. It is easy to remedy. What's more, much, much more dangerous is when there's a wound inside the inside of a person. When a person's got something fundamentally wrong with his system, you might not see any blood, and it might not be an open wound, but the reality is that that takes much, much longer to remedy, and that's a much, much greater danger. It says Baral that that's Be'etzeb, the Yisod, the difference between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. Bais Rishon, the Aveir, was very obvious. It was a superficial in the sense that it was clear what they had done wrong. And in Bais Sheni, the problem was fundamental in the middos of Klal Yisrael, in the way they actually felt and behaved, and the mentality, and that's the sinas chinam which we created. And because of that, itake is much, much harder to remedy, and that's what we've been in Golos for 2,000 years. And this brings us into the whole topic of avodas hamidos. I mean, nowadays, you look around the tzibur, we feel the Baruch Hashem, as the Gemara itself says, that there's Torah, there's Milas Chasodim, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael superficially look wonderful, and they are wonderful. But there's something in the depths, in the system, which is called middos, which needs to be rectified. And I think it's tremendous, Hashgacha Pratis, that always Parshas Balak comes very closely to the Shavuos of the Tammuz, because we look in Parshas Balak, we see the terrible danger of middos, bad middos. I once heard a marshal, it's a good marshal. There was once a woman who wanted to make a beautiful meal for her family. And on the fast day, maybe we should talk about food. What happened was that she called up the world's best chef and she said, tell me how to make some tasty supper. And she tells her all the ingredients and the procedure, and she follows it to the letter. And at the end of the day, when the family, when she puts out the food tastes awful, and it smells, the smell makes them nauseous, and none of them touches the food. So she calls up the chef, and she says, "What's going on over here? I followed." So what did you do? How did you do it? So I found an old pot with challah from a few months ago sitting on the side, and then I poured in the ingredients which you told me, and then I cooked it the amount of time you told me. So that's you made the first fundamental mistake is you have to clean the pot. When the pot is clean and then you add the ingredients, you have a chance to create something nice. But when the pot is filthy, then afterwards whatever you add, nothing good will come out of it. And the vote is like this: a person can be a tremendous Talmud Chacham and add Torah to himself and mitzvahs. If fundamentally the pot is filthy, then it's going to create something which is no good. And that be'etzim is the message of Parshas Balak. If every Parsha would have a title, the Parshas Koyach HaTorah Machlekes, Parshas Shach Lecha HaTorah Lashon Hara, then the Parshas Balak was how terrible is to have bad midas. Bilam was somebody who was Yodei Hadas Elyon. He was a Chacham greater than anybody we can possibly imagine. He heard the voice of Hashem. We cannot imagine the wisdom and the greatness of Bilam HaRasha. Yet Bilam HaRasha is a person that Chazal tell us, Ein lo chilek lo ilam haba. He has no chilek lo ilam haba. Once he died, that's it. It's Gehenna forever. And every person in this room is muftach that he will get a chilek lo ilam haba. Even though we might be a millionth of our great in wisdom, but in greatness of real greatness, we're millions times greater than him. Because the reality is he had bad midas, and while we are Tamidav Shel Avraham Avinu, that we have good midas. And Be'emes, Chizkiah Levenstein says a very, very powerful thing. It's almost hard. It says, the Mishnah novice says, Ma'bein Tamidav Shel Avraham Avinu le'Tamidav Shel Bilam HaRasha. What is the difference between the Tamidim of Avraham and the Tamidim of Bilam? And there's a famous riddle, difficult riddles, when people say to you, what is the difference between an elephant and a mouse? And the challenge in the riddle is, because there are no similarities, that it's very difficult to spot the difference. If you've got two pictures, one of a child holding 5 balloons, and one of a child holding 6 balloons, so somebody says to you, spot the difference, so you look very carefully and you find there's a difference. But if you've got one picture of an elephant and one picture of a mouse, how are you going to spot the difference? There's nothing similar to spot the difference. And yet the Mishnah says, Ma'bin Tamidav Shel Avraham Avinu le'Tamidav Shel Bilam HaRasha. The Mishnah expects you to try and find the spot the difference. How can I spot? There's no similarity. It says, Chizkiah Levenstein, it's a mistake. There was a lot of similarity. There were both people that had tremendous Chochmah, and they spent time talking about Divrei Chochmah and Gedullah. There was greatness there. The difference was only in the Midas. And that made all the difference. That the Tamidim of Avraham Avinu were zecher to everything, this world and next world, the Tamidim of Bishma Rasha, are safe in Yoshin Gehenim. So Bemis, this Gemara in Yuma, what the Gemara says, that the Avodah of the reason why Ba'al Sheni was destroyed was because of Sinas Chinam, which is the bad midas that they had between themselves. That was a fundamental, as we said, a fundamental problem with inside Klal Yisrael. It wasn't a superficial problem. That is why we've been 2,000 years in Golos. So Bemis, it gives us a big mockum, as we said, the Ramadan, the Shavos of Tammuz, the Te'eles is to be misakin that which we've done wrong. So Bemis, today would be a special day to misbein in Avodah Samidus. It is interesting that people are misbein in many things, but in Midas there's a certain reluctance. People get scared to talk about these things even. I used to go to a Vad of Gamliel Rabinovich in Yerushalayim, and he said a story, he was very spoiled from the story. He said a story that Nosser Wachtweger once came to Eretz Yisrael, came to Yerushalayim. So he asked him to take him round to different gedolim. So he took him round to a mekubel. And Nosser Wachtweger, who was already an old man, came in and said to the mekubel, "Tell me, how does one work on kas? How does one work not get so angry?" So he said to him, "You should travel in a mikveh and think of a certain posuk." And Nosser Wachtweger got very frustrated. He said, "That's not how one works. One needs Musa." He was very disappointed. And Gamliel Rabinovich said that he was despoiled of the fact that a person in his old age who was known to be a gentle person and patient person was still looking for more ways to work. And then it's a very important story. I was also a very small story. Maybe people say, where are you going for the summer holidays? How did you book a car? Where did you get your mortgage from? But people just say to each other, how does one work on one's middos? People feel like a certain, that's like, almost like embarrassing, that somebody has even bad middos, something that we should not know well. But not Macht Vögel in his old age was still looking for ways to stagger his middos. So, Bemis Navidus and Middos, there's a very interesting Rav Chaim Vital and Shai Kedusha, which Shlomo Volbe brings in Ali Shul, that he splits up the Middos into what he calls four Yesodos. Every person is made out of four Yesodos. So, the Ofer, Ruach, Maim, and Ish. That means these are very deep ideas, that's if Shlomo Volbe mentions them, otherwise, I don't read Shai Kedusha on a general basis. But Maisa, he says that there are four yesoides that a person is made out of. Ofer, Ruach, Maim, and Ish. And each one of these yesoides, each one of these fundamental ingredients, if we may say, of a human being, creates with it certain middos. Ofer, dust that we're made out of, every person made out of earth, creates within the middah of atzlus, of laziness, which he says is connected to atzlus, which is depression, sadness. The yisod of eish, fire, makes a person a bal gaiva, makes a person a bal kovod. Mayim, water, brings within a person a desire. There's a lot of conversation, water and desire. And finally, ruach, it makes a person a leitzonos, devoying betedim, schmoozing, wasting time, just talking. And each one of these needs to be worked upon. Each one has to have within it, each one brings with it certain challenges, and each one has certain solutions how to get through it. Emes, the Gaon in Mishlei, in a number of places, talks about the importance of a person examining himself, discovering himself, and recognizing which middos he has more, which middos he has less, and working accordingly. And the Gaon says, I want to go back to it later, it's mentioned in the pasuk, Hulech b'yoshroi yirei Hashem. Hulech b'yoshroi yirei Hashem. Somebody who goes in his right path is yirei Hashem, fears Hashem. B'yoshroi is his right path. He says, even if it's not the yosha of somebody else, that for somebody else examining him thinks this person is going on the wrong path, but he's yirei Hashem because he's examining his derech and he's deciding that this is right for me because he's examined what his middos are. The limited amount of time, I just want to say one ha'ara on each one of these four yesoides. Each one of these four yesoides has within it the avoid an entire ma'aroch, an entire life that a person can spend to examine each one of these. But just to at least bring up the topic, we'll start with Ofer. Ofer brings the person to Atzlus and to Atzlus. It's interesting that Chazal already, you know, nowadays everybody's very big into psychology. It seems that the Doi needs it, that everybody, some level, goes to therapy on some different level, but each Doi has its needs. But a lot of what the discovering today, Chazal had from a long time ago. Chazal knew all of this. Those who are Zeche can learn from Torah. If a person needs it, a person has to get it from the doctor as well. So Chazal say Atzlus and Atzlus are very, very connected. Atzlus is sadness, and Atzlus is laziness. The difference is between the base and the lamed, which is lev. Many times people think that the opposite of Atzlus is to be running around. That means if a person wants to get out of Atzlus and Atzlus, if a person wants to get rid of sadness, depression, and laziness, he has to get going, get moving. This is very something which Chaim Vinlander talks about in other places, is that people can make a mistake that running and rushing is not the opposite of being lazy. Procrastination, if I'm saying it correctly, is the opposite, is laziness. Meaning like this. I once said that Marshall, a person on the first day of the holidays, or the first time he's beginning a new project, feels a certain sense of joy. What's that joy? A satisfaction that he's getting down into something. A person can be running around, flapping around, but he's actually not getting down to anything. Such a person, that means, people think the opposite of laziness is to be moving fast. Moving fast does not show that a person is getting down to something. Moving fast could just be moving fast from one place to another place without getting onto a real job. A person who wants to get out of Atzvos and Atzvos has to find for himself goals. He has to find himself a system which he's trying to get to somewhere. When a person feels he's getting somewhere, he'll obviously get away from these middos. And that's why the two letters which are missing is a lev. It's the vort is the heart, putting your mind, your heart to something. One of the big dvachos of Daf Yomi, which maybe we'll get to later, is the fact that having a simon with Hashem next week above Abasa, tremendous simcha. But part of it is the knowledge that you're getting somewhere. But it doesn't have to be Dafka Daf Yomi. People have a system for Dursh, people have a goal, make a system where they're getting to. A person can be running around without getting anywhere. That's not the opposite of Atzlus. So Shom Vadi in his Rizas talks about this, that the way to get to is you have to find a person has to find a goal. And when the person's moving towards something, with his heart is directed to somewhere, he'll get out of Atzvos and Atzvos. It's important, the Kudda in this is so awful. I want to say the Kudda in each one. Another Kudda, another Yisoid, is the Yisoid Eish. Yisoid Eish brings a person to Gaiva. It's interesting, there's a very big misconception in Gaiva. Huge misconception. A person goes to shul, he's like, let's say, a guest out of town, and he sees other people see him out of town, and he expects to get shlishi. He doesn't get shlishi. So what happens is he walks out disappointed, and then he gets disappointed that he is disappointed. He thinks of, what about Gaiva I am that I wanted even shlishi? This kind of scenario, Shavuot Brachos, Aliyah, a person didn't greet him nicely. Each of these things, the person walks away thinking, what about Gaiva I am, that I even expected it, or I shouldn't be. And it's a huge misconception. There's two different areas. There's one called Gaiva, and one called the Difas Kavod. And the Emes, there are two separate entities, two separate parishes altogether. As we said, the whole Avodah is to be tikkun habidus of Shavuot Tavod. A person has to be misspoken, and a person who doesn't, or is not aware of this could be ending up trying to treat one when he's really got the other, and it's a huge mistake, a huge misconception. Gaiva, Mr. Shom tells us, is when a person evaluates himself wrongly. He's got the wrong evaluation of himself. So he once told me he was starting out in the profession of selling diamonds. And a yid, he said, a kind yid, showed him a diamond and said, how much is this worth? He looked at it, was very impressed. And he gave a price. He said, Rebbe, it's a cubic zirconium, I think it's the word, CZ. It's worth 10, 20 pounds, nothing more. A person can sometimes make a huge mistake in evaluating himself. He thinks to himself, I'm a gadol, I'm a huge Talmud Chacham, and he evaluates himself wrongly. I once heard from Rebbe Wutterschlitte that be'emes, when a person thinks he knows the truth and doesn't know the truth, it's much greater worry than a person who's aware that he has no idea. And he gave a very nice marshal, what's called a blind spot. Blind spot, when the person wants to move off from a parking space. So then what happens is like this. If a person is aware that there's an area which you cannot see, so then it's fine. But if a person is unaware of the blind spot, it can create tremendous danger. What happens is he doesn't realize there's a car coming up and he takes out, and then they can cause an accident. It's a nice marshal. Some people can have an awareness that we're not always able to evaluate ourselves correctly. And a person may think to himself he's greater than he is. That is the shirsh of Gaiva, the Losh Mesach Shom is, that the person thinks to himself, I'm very, very special because I have something. And what he's not aware of, he's not evaluating himself correctly. He might be right that in this area is better, but in other areas is worse. And the very big danger of Gaiva, as Mr. Hashem himself says, is that a person can start arguing with Tamidei Chachamim, and arguing and becoming Baal Machlokes. A good moshe would be, imagine a person sits and learns every day a couple of hours, and he also gives a lot of tzedakah, and he says, he's going to be a tzedakah tzibur. And then the Rav gets up and makes a takada in shul. He wants to crack down on talking or other things, whatever the Rav may decide. And this person for years has been harboring the fact that he feels anyway that he knows almost as much as the Rav. The Gaiva will make it that he will not be willing to listen. That is Gaiva. Kavod, when a person walks away, that he never got Shlishi, he never got the Shavuot or all the rest, is a person who thinks to himself, I am lacking. meaning that he feels he wishes he would be better. And because of the fact that by getting covered, he can convince himself that he is better, he's disappointed he never got the covered. It's a very deep psychological idea. The Vedestler says in the Chelek Aleph. It says like this. A person who wants to be a Talmud Chacham, right? A person who hopes to be a Talmud Chacham, a person either consciously or subconsciously is aware he's not a Talmud Chacham, and then he comes into a room, and somebody's talking about what a great Talmud Chacham he is, either says it clearly, or a person gives him the kavod, which makes him feel like a Talmud Chacham, that he's able to easier convince himself that he bemis is a Talmud Chacham. Or a person wishes himself to be special. And then what happens is he's given a Sheva Bracha. See, now he feels more special. A real Baal Gaiva on many levels doesn't care so much what other people may say about him. He's so confident of his Gaiva, he'll be willing to cause machrekas even if people speak derogatively about him. A Baal Kavod is somebody who's usually not happy with himself at all, and therefore because of that he's constantly chasing Kavod to see how can I get more covered in order to satisfy that hunger that he has because of the fact that he's dissatisfied himself. I remember Dov Sternbuch in Gates said, if people would call him a Rav, but not in the Sem, he would get very annoyed. He used to have an early minyan shachris for the Shiva Ketana boys, and they sometimes would give him, call him up, and they would call him a Reina Rav, or he would get very, very frustrated. And he once explained to this Talmidim, a Moed HaKavod, what do you care so much? Somebody calls you Abdov Steinbach, what's so terrible? People think you're Rav not. And he said, I don't know, he said it, whether it's medically, scientifically. He said there was once a community that there was a lot of hunger, and somebody brought into the town, I think Girl My Son, it talks about this kind of symptom. They brought into town a huge amount of food which had no nutritional value. And people would eat it. It was like some sort of soil, yellow soil, he describes it there. What happened was, people thought they were getting full. But the reality was, it wasn't doing them any good. And it was worse than the ones who wouldn't eat it at all. The ones who wouldn't eat it at all were where they were hungry and would seek out nutritional food. The ones that ate it felt full, and then afterwards were not seeking other food. He says, a person who gets covered can satisfy himself with the falseness that he has some greatness, even though he actually hasn't got it. And that's part of the pleasure of it. And therefore, that is the danger of it. If a person would not be called a Rav, therefore he'd be looking to see, how can I learn better? But a person who's got a lot of cover thinks, oh, I'm doing well. And he said, as a frightening thing, that as a person gets older, a person gets more and more desiring of covered, because as a person gets older, a person realizes that a lot of the dreams that he thought he might get to, he doesn't get to. A person eventually comes to realize, maybe I'll never know Shas, I'll never finish Shulchan Aruch properly, and that feeling, I'll never become a multimillionaire, I'll never have all the things that I want. As that happens, that hunger gets greater, the need to fill it with anything becomes greater, and that is where the desire for covered comes so strongly. It's an important nekuda is that people often mix up gaiva and kavod. And what happens is, nowadays many people suffer more from kavod than from gaiva, which is an interesting thing, because many of the Bali Musa talk about gaiva, but today's generation kavod's become more. People are very, very hungry. But emes, gaiva in itself is an entire different ma'arocha, it's an entire different yitzhom. I just say, limited the time always, but that there's a famous Gemara in Gittin. Everybody knows the first half of the Gemara, but the second half is much less famous. As the Gemara tells us the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Everybody knows the story. Kamsa and Bar Kamsa invited him, back the wrong one, he came to the party, he was kicked out, he was very, very upset after he offered all the food. And what happened was he went to the Roman Caesar, and he said to him that Klal Yisrael rebelled against you. And that's how the Churban happened. And the Gemara tells us that this is the second half of the story, which is less well known. That what happened was he bought a korban from the king, and he put a mum inside it. And when he bought the mum, the korban with the mum, what happened was they weren't sure what to do with it. So there was somebody called Zechariah ben Avkulos. And every time they came up with a suggestion, Zechariah shot it down. They said, let's bring it as a korban anyway, even if it's got a mum, because it's dangerous not to. So he said that we're not allowed to bring a mum to the Mizbeach. They said, let's kill him. They said, no, people will start thinking that if you kill somebody for just bringing a Baal Mum, the Gemara says that his anivus, the anivus of Zechariah ibn Avkulos, was the reason why the Beis, because of him, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and because of that, we're in Golus. Anivus, we think, is the most powerful thing that a person can have, and yet the Gemara says that his anivus, which was too great, did such terrible damage. Because Gaiva is a terrible middah, but Vayig Balibu Darkei Hashem, sometimes a person has to have Gaiva. And this week's after is the first one of the Shlesha, the Puronuso. Hashem says to Yirmiyo, I'm going to send you as a message. And Yirmiyo said, not me, now Anoichi, I'm just a young child. Yirmiyo was very, very young when he first became a Novi, a little child. And the one said, Shulzovsky used to say that this mistake, Ki now Anoichi, this mistake has made Klal Yisrael lose many of its leaders, Ki now Anoichi. This reply, Ki now Anoichi, that I'm not capable of it, has been a huge mistake which many people think to themselves, that would be a nice project for the community to do A. But they lack the gaiva to be able to do it. Many people say, maybe I should learn this. No, I'm not really, it's too difficult for me. This is a separate thing from kovod, which is damaging. For example, a person chases kovod, spends his whole life looking for kovod. Gaiva, a person of this needs it, that a person should look for it. There are many wonderful things that could be done if a person would have more gaiva. We wanted to say that there are four yesoides in a person, as Ruchaim Vital's word, and each yesoid brings in a person certain challenges and certain ways to better it. We mentioned that the offer, laziness, and eish gaiva. Just do the linen that the Chaim Vital says. Another one is Maim. Maim represents Taiva. Taiva. Taiva is something the person struggles his whole life. Each time with the different desires. Money. Oshim. Different desires. Food. I once heard from they will come back to me there. It's so, I'm sorry. He was speaking about Shalom Shah Precious, that like this, speaking Precious. Moshe Shachatovitz. Sorry, Moshe Shachatovitz. He said like this, that people make a mistake in the taiva is that they suppress it. I know we think a bit psychological. The pshat is like this, that it becomes eventually like they say, this is what I want, I mustn't have it. This is what I want, I mustn't have it. Even on a diet, it doesn't always work. What happens is, let's say you have chocolate around the house, and or you have desires, you say, no, I'm not going to have it. And one day you break and you eat the chocolate. What if you look carefully in Sefer Shoyim Precious, what he does when it comes to Precious is he tries to make you enticed not to want it. And that's be'emes la'avoid of time. It's a subtle point, but very big nafkibin in how a person tackles it. One way is to push it down. Another way is to encourage a person to find, let's say, for example, it was on a diet, right? So you find yourself something healthy which you enjoy. Or you find pleasure in the ability that you can fit into clothes which you weren't able to in the past. That means that the avoida in taiva is not to fight head on, but to find a way to get yourself excited and desiring of something which is not the desire of if you look at the precious of Moshe, he says with Sefer Shoyim that a person should think to himself, how tasty is this food? How long will I enjoy it for? That means, how long will the person enjoy a tasty piece of meat? From the moment it goes into his mouth, it goes into his stomach. Once it's in the stomach, you don't get the taste anymore. Maybe a few minutes. And usually he says meat gives a person indigestion and stomach aches. What's Sefer Shoyim doing? What he does, look, that's the lashonis that Sefer Shoyim even uses, that the person that after he's eaten a piece of meat, can't, once it's in the stomach, you can't taste the difference between meat and a piece of bread. It means, what the Sefer Shoyim is doing is, if you suppress and suppress, you become like a spring, eventually it explodes another way, and the person could end up eating, indulging more. What a person has to do is to look for ways to create desire, to desire the other way. And the point is like this, is that when it comes to Avodas Hashem, the way to do it is to find desire in mitzvahs. A person could either, again, a person could either put down the olam hazeh and say, fine, it's how much pleasure will it be in this desire to last for a few moments, etc. And then find extra desire in tanug ruchni. And that's why the Mesillas Yesharim, when he starts off, that the person was created is aneg al Hashem. It doesn't start off that the person was created to struggle and to push down his desires. Forget, it's aneg al Hashem. A person has to look for times when he gets a certain pleasure in Ruchnius and try and develop those pleasures, and then say to himself, well, to get that pleasure, I'm going to, like a person gets into a suit which he hasn't been able to fit in the past, and, oh, now it was worth that diet. So a person who's enjoying his shtickle gemor, his shtickle chesed, his shtickle tefillah, says to do this, I have to be a bit away from Tavis Olam Hazeh. That way, instead of pushing it down, he's diverting the stream of force of water. Again, if a person builds a dam, what happens eventually, the water pushes it down. There's no tires from water. But if a person diverts it, you can create a certain amount of energy pushing the water in another direction. It's important to say when we're talking about the avodah of taiva. Finally, the avodah of ruach. I once heard this hall actually from Lee Whitler as well. It's a murder hall. It's a kasha. So it's tremendous. You should look inside the Rambam, you'll get tremendous pleasure looking in this kasha. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos brings up the famous chiddush that every person has to look for the golden middle path. It's famous Rambam that a person shouldn't spend too much money and he shouldn't be too kag. A person shouldn't be too jokey. A person should be not too sad. A person, each time, he always looks for the golden middle way. When it comes to Devarim Litzonos, the Rambam says a very interesting lashon. He says, don't make too much mockery, don't be too sad. You should greet everybody nicely. The mitzvah of greeting everybody nicely is a mitzvah ben odom lechaveiro. That you've got a chiyuv, just like you've got a mitzvah b'kocholim, avresameis, you've got a mitzvah to mekabel kol odom b'seiv upon the office. The Rambam lechaveiro is talking about with the sabidus, just like when he's talking about spending and carrying, he doesn't say, and therefore give tzedakah or buy sfarim or buy food for Shabbos. He just says the person has to understand there's a middle way, do this, not that. Why suddenly over here does he throw in the mitzvah of Sefer Polemi office? And there's a very deep nekuda over here, if I can try to explain it. That as Chaim Vital himself, Shai Kedusha, says, that a person, kreacha ruach, lifts a person. Right? A person has offer, which pulls a person down. A person has ruach, light-spirited, air. A person feels airy. Sometimes a person can actually feel more light than other times. So he says like this, that Akash Baruch Hu gave that person a kriach, that he shouldn't be dragged down all the time. The person got two ways to use the kriach, either to lift himself up, to use it just to lift himself up, or to use it to create a pleasant atmosphere around him. When a person uses ruach, stam, lets it go through himself, it comes and goes. He's lost it, and then he feels down again. So there's a person who can spend enough time making lots of jokes, and afterwards walking away, feeling even more unhappy. Because what he's done, the Shai Kedush talks about this, is that what he's done is he's used up the ruach, and he's let it float around, and he's finished with it. Mashiach, the person grabs onto the ruach, and he uses it to create a matzav atmosphere, to lift up the situation. Then he creates a matzav of simcha around him, then you'll have you'll utilize it for the best. There's one more point I want to say as I'm going to speak with Kitzur. All of, as Chazal told us, with the Churban now, because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam began, the very first Sheresh was the argument between Yosef and Yehuda with the Shvat. And we mentioned this once before here, is that the Machloikis was that they had two opposing Avodas in Derech Hashem. And because of that, it was very difficult to see this Avodah. And therefore, when Yaakov favored one, it was a tremendous challenge for them to be able to recognize there was different Avodahs and they're all correct. I once heard a story, I heard the story about over 25 years ago. I don't know if it's even true or not, but it left an impression. It's even a silly story, maybe. There was once a Kala, the day after Shabbat Brachos, she decides that she wants to, she's very, very happy with her husband. She wants to really, really treat him. She wants to treat him. So she gets up and she starts making him a meal fit for a king. And she works hard. And at the end of the day, he comes over for supper. And she puts out supper and he says, thank you very much. But she can see that he's saying thank you to be polite, but he didn't really enjoy it. So the next day she works even harder. She gets up even earlier and she makes him a better supper. And she cooks and everything, cuts. And at the end of the day, he says thank you. And again, she sees he wasn't very happy. But finally, the third day, she gets up and she's cooking and she gets so tired she decides to go for a short rest. And what happens is, by the time she wakes up, the food's burnt. Oy, shade for Sheva, what should she do? So what's the person do when the food is burnt? So she tries to hide the burnt pieces underneath, and she covers it up, and she puts more food and everything else, and then she tastes it just before the husband comes home. It still tastes burnt. No. What can she do? Nothing else. The husband eats the food. Thank you so much. What a supper. It seems that his mother, either on purpose or not on purpose, would regularly burn the food. And he was, this is what he was used to, and this is what he enjoyed. Well, it's not sure that's relevant. People are very, very, very different. Once mentioned this word was, and somebody said to me that afterwards, whenever he starts speaking about something, his wife says to me, you're speaking about somebody from a different shevet. And he stops the criticism. I said, oh, this is emes than the kuta. A lot of sinas chinam is because of the lack of realization of this nekuda. A person comes to shul, there's one person who's very makbid, come to shul, doesn't say a word during, before, after davening, is very makbid. Other person comes in, and he wishes shalom aleichem to every guest, and he's friendly to everybody, and meanwhile his davening is a bit shorter. And one person looks at the other and thinks to himself, what's he doing? Zilzul converted to Beis HaKnesses. What's he thinking? Coming to speak to Hashem. And the other person is thinking, what's he? And then Mishnah Gemara says that there was never somebody who greeted him first. There's one woman who sees that how her children every day, you know, go to shul nicely and all beautifully dressed. And another woman's finding that she can barely manage to get her children to get up in the morning. And what happens is each one sees the miles of themselves and thinks this is that way, this is Hashem, and Yenem is no good. And Be'emes is different Shvatim. It's a very, very big, it's a huge topic. Let me do it in time, but this is the avid of Sidas Chidom. It started from Yosef and Yehuda. I mentioned this before already was. People think Esav and Yishmol were Roshoim and they had no shaykhs, walked around with a long ponytail and earring in the nose. That's not the reality. The reality is there were people that spoke. They spoke to Yehuda Chochmah, but they were wrong. When Yosef and Yehuda saw each other, each one had a different avoda. They had to realize that the difference between Esav and Yitzchok, Shmuel and Yitzchok and Esav and Yaakov was Esav was 100% wrong and Yaakov was 100% right. Yosef was 100% right, Yehuda was 100% right. It was just different Shvatim. That was the avoda that they had to be able to see. There are taka people who are doing things wrong. And that's taka not a different shevet with the Christ. Somebody has Shalom who's Lapikovas, person's Mechal Shabbos, you can't say about him as a different shevet. But when there are people, one person is Chassidish, one person is Litvish, one person is Oisik and Tzachitzim, one person is Asmada, one person, and a person learning, but even in learning, one person is busy Bekirs. He never says, ah, it's Bekirs, he doesn't really understand it more, he's busy Dafi Yomi. There's a joke about Dafi Yomi, that you finish Shas before you know it. It's a ridiculous Nekuda. This person gets a sippuk from this, and this person gets a sippuk from that. A person should be able to, the should get rid of Sinas Chinom. Is when a person is able to look at somebody else, avoid this Hashem, and say, he's a different shevet, I'm a different shevet, I'm not threatened by him, I don't have to show I'm better than him. A person who doesn't have that yesod clear, it would be very difficult for him to get to. We should all be zeicha, as the Rambam in Hilchos Tanya's taka finishes off, that when we spoinen in why there was the Chorban, and we do tshuva, then when we zeicha to what Hashem said, koyoma Hashem tzvoko, it's tzim ovi, v'tzim achamishi, v'tzim ashvi, v'tzim asir, yeh, lebeis yehuda, lesosud, lesimcha, ולמועד מן תויבים באמס ושון מואב ושתו בזאת את עצמי מאוב ימינו.